Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world. If you are live or on a replay, we are here at our Tibetan Karma. We're here in day number 3. Very exciting times, great and interesting feedback, which I'm receiving from you. And it may become very, very interesting as we move along in our four elements work together. And I would like to begin today. I would like to begin today again from a sitting down posture. So if for one reason or another you have not got a chair, let us begin from a sitting down posture, all of us. I'll give you some time. It is important to realize that our work is a gradual process, building on something that we have begun, one step at a time, taking us to the next level, and, you know, with diligence and patience, we're going to be able to see some interesting, to say the least, results in how life begins treating us. And more so when it comes to karma, how we begin and invite life into every moment. And hopefully you found a chair, not a couch, not a floor. Best to have a chair, a hard back chair. And you place it in such a way where you're going to be able to easily stand up later. And we're going to begin working within. As you sit down at the chair, deep in the chair, with your hands facing down. Your feet are on the ground, not crossed. And your eyes are closed. And as you are sitting at the chair, pay mental attention to your hands and wrists. Pay mental attention to your hands and wrists. And we're going to begin with the water element. I'm sorry. We're going to begin with the air element. And today, really, we are graduating to include the water element in our experience, but that will be our final frontier today. We're going to begin with the air element, as it is the most natural in our sensations and in the way that we are able to recognize our reality. As you prepare your space, and I'm consciously giving you some time to do so. Some of you are already sitting down, others are just getting to sit down as you prepare your space. You completely relax into your sitting posture. And you begin paying attention to the air element, to that breath, beginning with the breath. And paying attention means freeing yourself to breathe. Freeing yourself to breathe. And as you do, notice if the air is coming in into your nostrils. Sense the air coming in. And notice it leaving the nostril. Patiently listen to that breath. Free yourself to breathe. Press to the level of the nostrils. Notice the air coming in and going out. Excellent. Be patient. Listen to the sensation. You may still have thoughts come to your mind. Thoughts maybe that are related to certain experiences you had today. Maybe some other thoughts unrelated to anything logical or obvious. Notice those thoughts. Catch them. Frame them. Give them respect. But at the same time, as soon as you give them a name for what they are, the most logical name you can give them, look inwards and see where that thought has originated. Where in the body? And how does it make you feel inside? And then go back to the breath. Breathing in. Breathing out. As you do, pay again mental attention to your hand and wrist. Free your body, relax, always remember that every meditation that you do, especially here with our Karma Secret, you come as you are, you come as you are. You couldn't be too tired. You couldn't have too many thoughts on your mind. Couldn't be too busy. Just as you are. Simply listen. Notice the abdomen rising with every breath and falling as we breathe out. Excellent. Remember that everything that we are here to learn is going to come as a form of living wisdom from within you. And as we go on, we will understand it better and better, and we're going to be able to speak of it a little bit differently as well. But for now, let's just work with the air. With the air element and doing very good. Interestingly enough, air element has to do with not only the air within our body, but also the gas in our body, and therefore all the cavities within, on the level of the body. But up until now, we were looking at the elements and the more physical, gross sensations. But each of those elements also has certain characteristics. Sensations, if you may. And the air element is a sensation and the experience of movement. Movement in the body and off the body. And when we're talking about movement, we're also talking about the two extremes. One, uncontrollable movement, and the other, complete stillness. And anything in between. Very often the air element is associated with the different sensations of trembling out of fear. So very often, if you find a person who is afraid, on the outside, you'll be able to see one of the two extremes could happen. They either freeze in one spot without movement, or run real, real fast, shaking. And that's the external, but of course, there's the characteristics of that inside. That affect the different functions in the body, like breath, rapid breath, or holding the breath out of fear. It of course affects other elements. There's no sensation or reaction, should I say reaction, that comes with only one sensation, but one is generally a lot more dominant, or a few may be very dominant. It depends how strong of a reaction it is. We talked about the element of fire, which is often as well very similar. It affects the temperature of the body from very cold to very hot. But often it's also related to a sensation. Sensation of anger. We're angry. And any other derivatives of that. So when we have difficulty regulating the heat and the coolness in the body, very often we may have either old karmic fear sitting inside of us and trying to come through and surface for us to correct, or it could be that we create new karma of anger. If we have difficulty with the air element, we, of course, either have old karmic hidden unconscious fears, or we have created new ones in our lifetime, maybe in childhood, or maybe we're continuously creating them consciously or not so consciously. And every time that we create them, we plant the seed of the next and the next. Every time we get angry, plant the seed of the next anger to be even easier to surface. By working with the elements and with self-regulation, you will see how we literally get rid of not only the current state of the mind of renewal of anger and fear, but also how we get rid of old, the one that works unconscious on a subconscious level inside our body and affects our overall health and well-being, as well as affecting our reactive states are clouding our mind, clouding our heart, clouding our experience, clouding our decision, clouding our action. Let us go back to our breath, and I encourage you every time that I stimulate a thought, your mind reacts. It reacts with an image, it reacts with a thought, it reacts with a emotionally. Now you're familiar with those reactions. I encourage you to notice those. Catch them. Name them. And observe, where did they come from within the body? How are they settling in the body? And now you could also begin categorizing them. It could be a sensation, heat or cool. It could be a sensation. Movement or stillness. Could be other sensations which we will speak of as we go on with the four elements. So your job is just to notice, just to note them, and know that they will change. They will change like the seasons. There's a cyclical, ever changing quality to all sensations. And we have to recognize that. Very important to know that. Nothing is permanent. Let's go back to our breath, to the air element. Notice again how you're breathing in and breathing out. Notice how your abdomen is rising and falling, rising and falling. And let us follow the air element deeper into the cavities of our body. And let's take it from the top of the body from the cavities of our nostrils, even of the sockets of our eyes. Our mouth. And using your mind and the air element, almost try and experience the shape of those cavities. And I will give you some time to do that, very quiet time. As you take it down to all the cavities in the ear, in the throat, the chest, in the heart, in the stomach, in the intestines, in the bladder, all the cavities that you know, even the cavities of your joint, where the joints meet. And take your time from the top down. Take your time for the next 7 minutes or so. just relax into the experience. And remember to catch your thoughts. Just patiently go down the body, inside the body, the best you can, the best you understand. What is more important about this exercise is take it as it is. Don't create new anger and heat in your body because you're not happy with your performance. Or you're not happy with how you understood. Or you're not happy with the posture your body is taking or the sensations you may or may not be getting. This is the challenge with which most meditators, as well as in our real life, but also the meditators have, that during their meditation, here they are supposed to let go of the cravings and the anger. But what are they doing? They're creating new karma. They're not working in their own favor. They're using the meditation, but they are creating new challenges inside. They're polluting the water while meditating. And this is why, come as you are. All thoughts are good. All sensations are good. No sensation is good. All we're doing is observing and know that everything has its moment and then it passes. So make sure you don't create new karmic illusions. During your meditation, it doesn't have to be comfortable. It doesn't have to be clear. It doesn't even have to be pleasant. It has to be real. as it is. And you accepting it as it is in yourself as you are. That, during the meditation, will be the only way for us to reach the goals that we are after. But even that, we accept as it comes, the journey as it comes. It will become easier and easier as we are working inside and clearing those waters, clearing that mind, clearing that heart. Beautiful. And now, as you have worked each of the cavities separately with your mind and with the air element, explored those cavities to the best of your ability, did not imagine more than you sensed for real, allowed this moment to be as real as possible. Now, let's join all those cavities into one, and let the air element explore this one big unity. Any way that it arises, any image that comes without trying to force anything, I'm trying not to guide you too much with the purpose of giving you the freedom of your own inner experience. We're not here to create, to use imagination or to force any experiences, because the experience itself is not what we are after. The sensation is not what we are after. We're after becoming the best witness to the truth of this moment. Nothing more. Nothing less. So now we take the unity of all the cavities inside. We breathe the air through them and let it work through our bone structure, through our skeleton, like we've done last time. Allowing it to literally, like a wind, blow through the inside of each of our bones, through our head, through the skeleton of the head, through the spine, through the arms and the hands and the fingers and the hips and the legs and the toes. And take your time on that. And please, as it comes your way, nothing more. As you are, notice the thoughts. Everyone will have a frustration. What if everyone is getting it and I'm not getting it? What does he really want me to do? How is it supposed to be? All those thoughts. Catch those thoughts. And the moment you caught that thought, frame it. See it for what it is. Just as it is. Don't try and take that thought into justifying that thought of who you are, why you're thinking that way, all of this stuff. No, no, no. Just catch the thought as it is. Name it. frustration, name it. Doubt, name it. And then the moment you name it, call it twice if you have. Doubt, doubt. Then it becomes funny. And then you take the attention back to the body. And you observe where it came from. Where does it feel? Where can I find the slight, even the slightest little signal that I could maybe not consciously even, but not logically, but possibly associated with that thought I just had, that feeling I just had, that image that the mind just brought. And soon as we continue working with this method, you'll be able to notice in your real life as well, in your everyday life, real life, everything is real life. When you open your eyes and go out into the experience out there, you will realize soon, very, very soon, that every time you experience an uncomfortable, agitated sensation, you will realize that first that sensation somehow happened inside of you. And then you saw something uncomfortable outside of you. And then something happened outside of you. We'll begin noticing that there was something that was initiated inside as a feeling, as a sensation, one of those elements or a combination. But also the pleasant ones, you will see that when something pleasant happens in your life, when you see something and enjoy it, when something seems to arrive into your life, you will find that first, before it arrived, there was a pleasant sensation inside, somewhere. Again, associated with the element. You will notice that connection very soon. It will become quite an exciting experience to know. But be careful. Just because you notice it, just because you know it, just because you seem to understand it, that does not free you. And working with not real sensation doesn't free you either. Because you can bring up positive, powerful sensations. But they will not bring the results that you're after, because you, by doing so, you actually still are in the cycle of agitation, because the moment you're not experiencing those positive sensations, what are you going to have? Agitation, right? You're going to be craving for them. You're going to be looking for them. You're going to be disappointed with them, not being there. And then you're going to create this new cycle back again. And here you are. So I hope that becomes better and better experience inside of you. As I said, no words that I could say could give you the freedom that we are after. And just as you have somehow been responsible for those inner sensations, you will also have to let them be free on your own. I can only do so much inspiring you, being here, and at times when you are down, I could raise that energy a little bit, but you still have to do your own work. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's listen to the beat of the heart. And the beat of the heart will initiate the fire element inside of us. But at the same time, continue the breath. Breath continues. And now we're listening to the beat of the heart. I'll give you some time to listen to that beat. Very often that beat first is felt throughout the entire body. Until we are able to focus and find it in the heart. So take your time. Be patient. And please, don't create new agitation because you feel that maybe you're not listening properly or hearing properly or you're not able to do that or any of those sensations. Let them come. If they're coming, let them come naturally. Don't push them away. Don't be angry at yourself for feeling them, because that's exactly, again, the same thing. But when they do with them what's necessary. Notice them. Call them for what they are, patiently, and then look at the body and see where they've begun. Because a good chance is that these are the old agitations, the old karma that is coming up, ready to leave, ready to free you. So don't make it into, don't interfere with it. But by noticing it and not reacting to it, by observing and witnessing, you let it leave. It will take its time. You will leave. That thought will go. Ask yourself, how long will it take? It's interesting. How long will it take for that thought to go? Just observe it and observe the body and the sensations inside. Good. Listen to the beat of your heart. Take your time. Take your time. The beat of the heart will also stimulate a temperature, sensation of heat or coolness in the body. Fluctuation of temperature from one extreme to the other or somewhere in between. There's the element of fire, of course. It can bring anger, frustration. But you know what to do with it now. You don't push it away. You don't ignore it. You don't explore it further. Just catch it, name it, and bring the attention back to the body. Bring the attention back to noticing the beat of your heart the best you can. It's not easy. It's not simple. It doesn't happen all in what once in one day. That's why we're taking our time with this. If we react to this work, we multiply again our old karma. And instead of moving forward, we continue going in exactly the same direction as we did before we meditated. Meditation becomes an absolutely equal to our everyday life, where we react and explore further, creating even more agitation and more agitation, or consciously trying to calm ourselves down, seeing this experience as a bad experience, judging it, getting angry at the experience or at ourselves for experiencing. Sometimes the meditation may look exactly like that, and that is not what we are after. As the anger on the mental level creates really subatomic particles, affects our karmic and our physical level. Affects the organs and the systems of the body. Affects the rejuvenation of our system. And settles itself in different areas of the body. We call it illness later. There's four different ways in which we correct our karma or influence the internal four elements. One is by eating the right food. Another is by being in the right environment. The other is in mentally responding properly to our life situation. And the other is clearing the old karma. And right now, we are working on clearing the old karma. When you open your eyes and go out there in the real world, you can take care of the other three. Of properly responding to the environment, of creating a more stable, peaceful environment around you, and by taking the proper input of food, nutrition into your body. Right now, the karmic level. All of them have the characteristics, the sensation, the physical, the emotional, and the deep unconscious of the four elements. Again, listen to the beat of your heart. Notice the breath in the abdomen rising and falling. We're going to begin looking in a few moments at the water element. as you relax even more into your sensations, your experience. Begin noticing the saliva in your mouth. I think the most the closest. Also, as you pay attention to the saliva in your mouth, it's touching your inside of your mouth, going down your throat. Also notice the wetness in your eyes. Let's simply pay attention to that. As we allow the breathing to be free, and as we pay attention to the beating of our heart, pay attention to the saliva in your mouth, the wetness in your eye, and free yourself. Water element, of course, is essentially the lubricating force. It unites and merges all matter of everything in between. On the cellular level, in our body, it's a driving factor of all the major systems there. Fluids of the body, from urine to lymph to blood, all the discharges of saliva, internal, external, sweat. It directs taste. An essential part of our every moment's experience. Water creates fluid thought, compassion, intuitive and empathic qualities, humility, and generosity. When it comes to our mind, it's also defining the boundaries. Our mental boundaries. As you're listening to these words, these stimulate thought. Pay attention and ask yourself, or pretty much make yourself recognize and see, how do I not react, but just observe to this emotion that just arose, that thought. Let me see how long it lasts. Because it has in nature, as it arrives, so it passes. Let's see how long it lasts. And with that, let us pay attention to the circulation of the water in our body. Mentally recognize that it's not only the physical qualities of water, but those are also the characteristics that it gives us. In our Western world, in the modern world, the physicality is so dominant that we often cannot see beyond it. And it's important if we start training ourselves to see the elements, not only as a physical expression, but also on their more subtle, deeper karmic levels. Give them freedom to be more than we would logically expect them to be on a physical level. As we come closer to the completion of today, I just want to congratulate you for very powerful and not simple experience today. And I want to encourage you to do your reflection. And it doesn't matter how well you've done the reflections before. And when you do your reflections now, you could also do them with that understanding of non-reactive, just observing, just neutral, recognizing the benefit of that and how that work that we are doing requires that neutral perspective, not to create new confusions in the mind and in our life. So without being a harsh, see, if you don't do it, what will be the thought? Catch that thought and see what happens. What will be the thought if you don't do it? Or if you do it halfway? Or so do it. It's much simpler and easier. I also encourage you to stay a few more moments in this energy and let follow the bloodstream. As blood is everywhere, follow the bloodstream throughout your body with your mind for a few moments and let it relax. Let the body guide you. Thank you for being here today. This is our day 3, the water element, introduction to the water element of the Tibetan Karma. My name is Eric Wildman. You've done an excellent job. We'll see you on day 4. Bye-bye. Good luck to you.